Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the full moon that's occurring on March 25th, 2024. And not only is this a full moon, but this is an eclipse, a lunar eclipse. So this is big energy. So we're going to take some time and go through each life path number and what you might expect working with the energies that will be coming up around this illumination. Because this is an eclipse and it's much more potent, you could definitely be feeling those energies already. And this usually being an eclipse will start a storyline that will carry over for about the next 6 months, up to a year even. So whatever starts coming in for you around this time and definitely around the eclipse, pay attention to, because there's likely going to be more to the story that unfolds as you move forward on your journey. And these will be the potent themes that you're working with based on the numerology. Okay, so before we get into the forecast, this of course is a general reading. If you would like to know what energies you might be personally dealing with around this eclipse, or the year ahead, or just your personal numerology, please book some time with me. I would love to work with you and take a look. You can find my information in the description box below and book some time with me. All right, let's get into it. Life path number two, this eclipse is going to be bringing in for you the vibration of the 11-2. So it's your own energy, but you have the influencing energy of the 11. And so this energy is likely going to bring up some challenges. This can be a challenging cycle with 11-2 energy, but those cycles are very specific, or those challenges are very specific, in that typically what they're trying to show you is to get you to really look at the situation and see, is this something I want to be doing? Is this something I want to be investing my energy and time and resources into? Or is this something that I'm just showing up for because I'm obligated to it, because I committed to it, because I've burdened myself with it? The 11-2 requires us, or asks us, to step into what inspires us, what lights us up, where's our passion, where's our joy. If we're doing things that are draining or that are taking that inspiration and joy away, that's where we face the challenges under this influence, under this cycle, because it's saying, you know, this is not easy. And the even when you overcome this challenge, it's still going to drain you. So why do you keep showing up to it, type of thing? And those challenges will keep showing up in that area, whatever area that is for you, where it is that you keep giving your time, energy, resources, whatever, away to something that is not fulfilling. And it's going to have you reevaluate, more than likely. It's going to ask you, where is it that you're like just showing up in life? And where are you truly experiencing life? Because the areas where you're truly experiencing life, you won't face challenges in that, right? Because you're in alignment, you're flowing, things are beautiful in that area. But the areas where you're just showing up on sort of autopilot, those are the areas you will likely face some kind of challenge or disruption under this energy that's sort of helping to sort of kick you in the butt and say, yeah, let's make some changes here. Let's do things differently, because we're pursuing and investing in something or someone, even it can be a relationship, that we don't necessarily want, or that's no longer fulfilling or aligned, right? And so you're likely going to have to make some big decisions under this illumination. It can be a very decisive type of energy that will require you to make those decisions, right? You can find yourself at several crossroads under this energy over the next 6 months to a year, that you're going to have to make some very important decisions. And of course, you're the only one that can truly do that. And this is not going to be those decisions where you can be easily influenced with. This has to be coming from you, from your heart center. What do you want? What do you need? And you need to make your decisions from that space. Now, you also are going to be working with wolf energy. And so again, this is, you know, with wolves, there's this reliability and this dependability, but there's also results, right? Not only are they dedicated, obviously, to once they commit to something, they usually will see it through so that they can get the nutrients, right? But they also make time for play. If you've ever seen wolves in the wild, they're not just all, you know, hunting, right? And, you know, sometimes how they're portrayed in the media. They're very much a playful animal. They're very much like dog energy. They definitely make time for play and companionship and all of those things. And so there's definitely this push to, you know, remind yourself that it's not all work and no play. And if it is, this energy will likely disrupt that and help you to come back to your joy, your passions, what lights you up and what fulfills you. So I hope it's a great one. Twos. Bye for now.